Every day at this time, we bring you dramatized stories of excitement, romance, and suspense from the files of interesting and fascinating people.
We present The Veil of Darkness, a story of violence and intrigue by Ron Evans.
Violetta and I lay huddled close to one another in the cover of a dense bush, listening to the sound of a German patrol fighting it out with some unknown partisan group. We were less than 20 meters from the road, along which had just come an armored car. From it, a searchlight penetrated the trees at the side of the road, and several men came out to join their comrades. All we could do was sit tight and hope to remain undiscovered.
The fighting seems to be moving the other way, praise heaven. The Germans were closest to us, so they must have put the partisans to flight.
And they could have been your people.
No, we learned a long time ago the futility of trying to lay an ambush on this road. Very little happens that the Germans don't see. It cost us a lot of brave men in the past. The Pavchek's group are stupid enough to try.
Perhaps they didn't realize how well the road is guarded.
Perhaps. I'm glad the Germans got them. If we were to be captured, rather it be the Germans.
Rather not be captured at all.
Shooting is dying down.
Uh-oh, a second armored car.
Oh, there'll be a dozen swarming to the scene. But if we are lucky, the German patrol commander will talk to them on his radio and call them off.
Well, I hope the patrol doesn't come this way searching for fugitive partisans.
No, it will be all right. They would have run the other way. But we must wait for 2 or 3 hours before moving out of cover.
And this started out to be such a simple mission.
Don't despair, Paul. Think of how many other men would like to spend a few hours in a bush with me.
Oh, in a dangerous situation like this.
It adds flavor.
I was already uncomfortably aware of her closeness to me as we huddled under the foliage. To my eyes, she was a vague, sweet-smelling shape. A glint of light momentarily reflected in her dark eyes. Her face was turned towards me, and her soft hand touched mine and gently squeezed. Like the petting of two clumsy teenagers. We kissed many times and held one another close. How quickly the time flew. The two armored cars left to resume their patrol, and then there was a silence disturbed only by the chirping of the crickets.
I think we can move on.
If we must.
We must.
Yeah, I see what you meant about flavor. Do you do that often?
No. You are the first man I have ever been alone with. Does it sound strange to you, Paul? My brother Anton never let me out of his sight. He is worse than a jealous lover.
And now he isn't here?
I can be what I am, a woman. But Anton will lie awake at night with worry, especially since he knows I am alone in the mountains with a wicked, immoral foreigner.
Is that what I am?
No, of course not. But we country people have some very peculiar ideas about strangers.
Well, I suppose it's the same the world over. I even hear it in England.
England. I used to read about England at school. How different it must be.
Yeah, and colder.
Oh, wait till winter comes to these mountains, Paul. Then you will know what cold really is. Yes, I would like to see England, London, and all those people, millions of them. But this is no time for dreaming. We must cross the road.
I'd always considered myself to be a man with a built-in resistance to the opposite sex, but never had I been so close to a woman with such subtle, yet unconscious, seductive power. As she left my side, I resisted a fierce temptation to pull her back beside me. Instead, I meekly followed her down a steep incline to the edge of the road. She paused, listening, then tugged at my sleeve. We ran side by side across the tarmac and threw ourselves into some undergrowth on the opposite side. Again we listened. And then I heaved a sigh of relief Only the crickets broke the dark silence.
We must climb up a few meters and follow the road west until we reach the bridge.
Right. Which way does the river flow? To the north?
Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Is the current swift?
Not at this time of the year. There has been very little rain.
Okay, Violetta, I know an easy way we can cross. If we climb over this hill, can we reach the bank?
Yes, but I told you there are no boats.
Don't worry, we don't need a boat.
I won't try to swim.
You don't need to.
Well, then how
are we... Just leave it to me. Now, come on.
That will be all, Cooper. Just leave the wine. So, Lieutenant Weser, the American Bostons did not come back.
The have service shut down.
Oh, I doubt it. There were at least 20. It's likely they went back by another route. All the same, they know our battalion is here, so we can expect further air attacks. Some more wine.
Thank you, Herr Major.
This time tomorrow night, we won't be having dinner in such comfort, I'm afraid. Just think, Reza. In a few months' time, the war might be over, and we can go home to live normal lives. Isn't that something to look forward to?
If we have a home left to go to. The Allied air raids are causing such terrible destruction.
Yeah, I know. My home is in Hamburg, and I hear it is raided almost every night. Oh, why can't that megalomaniac in Berlin make some kind of deal? Surely this is a way of salvaging something out of this mess.
He still believes he can win the war?
Against the combined power of America, Britain, and Russia... Only a madman could believe that.
Yeah, hey, Mayor, but a madman.
It amounts to just that, Weser. We are like toys in the hands of a madman. It might sound crazy to you, but when that loudmouthed English milady had the gall to demand our surrender, I was tempted. Of course, it was impossible. But I thought later how nice it would be to have been able to say yes and bring it all to an end for us. 19 men killed and 33 wounded in that air raid. For what? To satisfy the vanity of the party leaders?
2 years ago, I
what
was...
What is that? Wait. Do you hear motorcycles?
Staff car with a motorcycle escort.
Damnation.
I will go out and greet our visitor.
Preferably with a hand grenade.
Scheer watched through the window as Lieutenant Weser went out and crossed to where the newcomers had stopped in the middle of the village square. A sentry opened the passenger door of the staff car, and the tall figure of a man in SS uniform got out. As Weser approached, he faltered and then snapped into a salute. Mayor Scheer's heart skipped a beat. Plainly, a senior officer had been sent to replace him, or, at least, demand an explanation for his disobedience of orders. Weser briefly spoke to the officer and then led him towards the schoolhouse. As they drew closer, Scheer's heart skipped 2 more beats. He recognized the man as SS Colonel Schwartz, a man he dreaded meeting even in ordinary circumstances. A party fanatic of the worst kind, a man who would sing patriotic songs as he piled his own family into a gas chamber, if the Fuhrer demanded it of him. Scheer turned away from the window. The evening had turned sour.
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
I have been traveling since 8 this morning. An unpleasant, uncomfortable journey.
Can I offer you some refreshment, Herr Colonel?
What do you think, Scheer? A stupid, damned question.
Lieutenant Weser, will you see to the Colonel?
Jawohl.
Meyer, something wrong with your radio.
Yeah, it was damaged beyond repair in an air raid.
Coded orders were sent to you. The radio operator acknowledged their receipt. He awaited your official acknowledgement. It was not received.
The only explanation I can think of is that the message was received by Sergeant Heinz a few minutes before he was killed in the raid.
One of our reconnaissance planes reported that your battalion was still here instead of returning to HQ.
The last orders I received were to pursue and destroy the column of escaped prisoners.
Well, that order has been countermanded. You are to proceed directly to put yourself under the command of General Krugel of Govoskin.
I see. And the escaped prisoners?
A detachment of the 9th Panzer Group will engage them at Potvor, and they will make their run for the coast. There's only one route they take, so why waste a whole battalion of SS to chase them when a dozen Tiger tanks can wipe them out in minutes?
I wondered the same thing, Herr Colonel.
I will expect you to give orders to move out at first light, my O'Shea. It will take you 5 days to reach Kovoskin as it is. General Kogel is digging in to meet the Russian onslaught.
My men are already under orders to move in the morning. It is merely a change in direction. Did you happen to bring a radio transmitter with you?
I am not employed by the Third Reich as a delivery boy. You will be able to pick one up from HQ as you pass on your way to the Eastern Front.
Can I give you some wine while my man prepares your food?
Yeah.
The best, Moselle.
You seem to live very well, Major.
I make the best of things.
I was less than a kilometer from the village when I met the first sentry. Your precautions seem to be rather lacking. Your perimeter sentry should be at least 3 kilometers out. There are reports of partisan activities in this area. Indeed, I remember you sending in a report that you were ambushed by them.
There are few partisans in the surrounding hills now, Herr Colonel. My patrols have scoured the hills for 20 kilometers around.
Did you take any prisoners?
Yes.
I trust you executed them.
Yeah, after intensive interrogation.
Very good.
Will you be returning to headquarters tomorrow?
Originally, I was being sent to relieve you of your command. However, this was changed at the last minute because I am urgently needed elsewhere. I have told my escort to rest until 4, and then we will return.
It will still be dark.
I must reach HQ by 3 tomorrow afternoon. I have been posted to the 13th Waffen SS at Sarajevo. Where are you going?
There's a matter I must see to, if you would kindly excuse me for a few minutes.
I shall tell your men to hurry up with the food. Meanwhile, I'll help myself to some more wine.
Feza, come over here.
Yeah, Emil?
What are you doing staring up at the sky?
Something I have not done for years. I was praying. Is everything all right?
No. The man is here to see what we're up to and to order us to join General Kruger.
So we have to turn back in the morning?
Not if I can help it.
With all due respect, Herr Major, I do not see how it can be avoided.
Schwartz gave me the glimmer of an idea. He and his motorcycle escort are leaving at 4 in the morning. I want you to take a half track and get to Major Ramsden as fast as you can.
Herr Major, his rear guard would shoot me up before
Use your searchlight to announce your presence. Take someone with you who speaks Russian and Polish. A message must be sent to him as quickly as possible.
What kind of a message?
If it's not too late, I want him to arrange with his partisan friends for Colonel Schwartz to be ambushed a few kilometers down the road.
Major,
Beza. But think of an alternative.
It seemed ages before Violetta and I reached the riverbank. The water was dark and very slowly flowing. The opposite bank was a vague patch of blackness. In the dim light, Violetta looked up at me.
Well, tell me how we get across.
Before I do so, I want to tell you something.
Yes?
I want you to know that no matter what happens in the future, I don't want to see you hurt. Something strange and beautiful happened to me an hour ago. A completely new experience. I mean, when we were close together.
What are you trying to say, Paul?
Kiss me, Violetta.
Yes, but...
I hit her just below the ear, and she slumped unconscious in my arms. I knew it was the only way to get her across the river. I wrapped our weapons and other possessions in waterproof material and pulled her into the water. It was icy cold and came up to my waist. I rolled Violetta onto her back and took a lifesaver's grip on her. With a deep breath, I gently pushed myself away from the bank. I knew I had to reach the other side before the current swept us down to the heavily guarded bridge. Between holding up Violetta and the weight of our equipment, it was a great struggle. At first, it seemed as though I was making no progress at all. And suddenly, luck was with me, and I was caught in a gentle eddy that pushed me into midstream. For a few minutes more, I was in a sort of limbo. And then a second eddy pushed me out on the main current and towards the bank. On my left, I caught the loom of lights above the darkness. The Germans had the bridge illuminated, and it was getting uncomfortably close. If there was a patrol or a sentry on the riverbank, he would easily see and hear the splashing. And then, mercifully, my feet touched bottom. I dragged my burden up to the bank and gasped to regain my breath. The timing had been perfect. Even as I lay Violetta down on the grass, she began to stir. A glance downriver told me what a narrow squeak it had been. The girders of the bridge could be plainly seen no more than 200 meters away. Violetta, come on. It's all right.
What?
We made it. We made it. We crossed the river.
What happened? How?
I'm sorry. I had to put you to sleep for a while. And we swam across.
Swam?
Well, you slept all the way.
You hit me.
Yes, but as gently as possible. It was more like a little jab under the ear. How do you feel?
I have a headache.
Well, don't worry, it'll pass. Tell me when you're ready and we'll move on.
You actually swam across the river with me? I was out there in the middle?
Uh-huh, without a word of protest.
It's cold.
Well, if you don't mind me coming a little closer.
Anything to get warm.
Track here. Comrade, we want to talk. Comrade, I want to speak to Mayor Ramsden.
Identify yourself.
Lieutenant Weser, Adjutant to Mayor Scheer, Commander of 16th Battalion Waffen SS.
Come out, Arnold. Walk forward to me.
Lieutenant.
Wait for me here, Helmut. Where are you?
Walk straight ahead with your hands on the back of your head. Stand where you are.
So, you are Major Shear's adjutant, huh? Fine prize to fall into our hands. I'm very tempted to shoot you.
I have brought an urgent message for Mayor Ramsden.
And it is a fine half-track. We could make good use of it.
Please, I must see your commander.
Aye, Commander Rearguard. What kind of message would you have for Major Ramsden, huh? Why would he want to talk to you?
It is important and most urgent.
How urgent?
It can save many lives on both our sides.
All right. I take you to the Major. But it is a long walk, 3 kilometers unless... We can use your armored vehicle. How many men are inside?
Only the driver.
Good. It will save us a lot of time. Major?
Yeah, what is it? No, it's you, Dmitri. Oh, this was to be my first early night in days.
Major, I have a German officer outside. He says he is Major Scheer's adjutant.
Right down Weser here? What's happened? Have you taken him prisoner?
No. He penetrated our line in a half-track with his searchlight switched on. He says he wants to speak to you.
I'll see him. Oh, and tell the guard to bring me some coffee.
Come inside.
Good evening, Herr Mayor.
It's nearly good morning, Lieutenant. Dmitri tells me you've brought me a message from Major Scheer.
It is very urgent and it affects us all. Early this evening, SS Colonel Schwartz arrived and...
Organize the partisans to ambush Colonel Schwartz?
Mayor Scheer hoped you would cooperate.
What a very strange request.
If the colonel returns alive to command headquarters, the battalion will be forced to turn back and join General Krugel to face the Russians. Then a detachment of panzers will be sent to destroy your column. As you see, Mayor, it is in both our interests for Colonel Schwartz to disappear?
Major Scheer could arrange for his own men to lay an ambush.
That would mean letting the men know of our agreement. The mayor thinks that this would not be wise at present. There are some who are still hardline Nazis.
It would be too late for me to organize Kovacs and his partisans. You do realize that your visit here means that my men will know of our arrangement.
I do not think it matters from your side. You are all of a like mind.
Yes, that's true. Very well. Dmitri, are you there?
No.
Come into the tent. How would you like to ambush an SS colonel and his motorcycle escort?
Does a cat like a mouse, huh? I would like nothing better, unless there's a way to find myself back in Moscow's Gorky Square.
Now, look, there's very little chance.
Does this German officer want us to kill his comrades? That sounds strange to me.
The reason will be explained to you later, Dmitri. Lieutenant, how many men in the escort?
10 men altogether, Neo. There are 4 motorcycles with sidecars, and a staff car containing a driver and Colonel Schwartz.
Well, Dmitri, how many men do you need?
The sidecars have the machine guns mounted on them?
Yeah. They are leaving at 4 when it is still dark.
Aye, and 5 men can do it, Major.
There must be no survivors.
I will take 3 miles the partisans gave to us.
Now, the main problem is how to get you there in time.
It's a half track. I can take your men a kilometer short of Komasek village. Then they can skirt around the hills and be in position on the other side of the village long before Colonel Schwartz gets there.
Of course. How do you like the idea of taking a ride in a German half-track, eh, Dmitri?
Very much, Major. I was already wondering how we could steal it.
Now, forget that nonsense for now. Now, let me see. It's nearly midnight. Plenty of time. Go and organize your men and equipment, Dmitri.
Violetta and I traveled in silence for a kilometer north of the riverbank. There were sure to be German patrols on this side of the river, too, so we exercised maximum caution. It was slow going until we came to a rocky plateau.
Yes, I know where we are. Uh-huh. Ahead of us is a ravine. We will have to climb down and follow the valley north.
Is this still Carescu's territory?
No, we left that behind at the river. There are small groups of partisans of all colors between here and Rajek Pass, but they will give us no trouble.
Yeah, that's what I thought about Pavcek and Carescu.
Ah, there is a difference. South of here, the partisans have to fight every day for their survival. But the Germans very rarely come here into the Montenegrin mountains. There are a few villages and the men play at being partisans. But mostly they fight among themselves. They have been little affected by the war, and the supplies occasionally dropped to them by the Allies are used to fight their private wars.
How far to Rajek?
35 kilometers. It is rough country, but I think we can reach it by tomorrow afternoon.
You mean to keep going?
We can sleep when we arrive.
Oh, by then I'll be more dead than alive.
Don't worry, Paul. I know how to revive you.
Here, Colonel.
You were sleeping?
Oh, just a nap.
I will be leaving in a few minutes. Your guard has left to call my men. One last word before I leave.
Yeah?
I took a close look at your damaged radio equipment. The holes in it were made by 9mm rounds. They did not come from a passing Allied aircraft. Perhaps you can explain?
Are you sure?
Do you question my intelligence, Herr Mayor?
Oh, 99 here, Colonel. All I know is that we were attacked, that the radio operator was killed, and the equipment destroyed beyond repair.
I asked Sergeant Huber about the air attack. He informs me that there has only been one, which was yesterday afternoon.
Then Sergeant Huber is mistaken. If I remember correctly, Sergeant Huber was out on a long-distance patrol the night it happened.
Corporal Hellman as well?
Corporal Hellman.
Corporal Hellman was the man who showed me where the damaged radio equipment had been hidden.
Stowed, Herr Colonel, not hidden. Are you trying to suggest that something underhand has occurred here?
That is correct, Major Scheer. And I will be submitting a report to headquarters for the matter to be investigated. I think you have behaved rather deviously. I can only guess at your motive.
And your guess is?
You did not want to receive orders from headquarters that would send you to the Russian front.
No man in his right mind would want to be sent there.
Yeah, that is just the kind of response I expected from you. I am empowered to take action against you myself, but I shall leave that to the investigating officers. Something else was told me by Sergeant Huber. You received a party of these escapees under a flag of truce.
That is correct. For some unaccountable reason, they believed the war had ended and came to accept my surrender.
You have made a written report of this?
Yeah.
Their audacity astonishes me. What did you do with their deputation?
They came under a flag of truce. I sent them back, naturally.
I would have hanged them. Well, it is time for me to leave. I suggest you prepare a good defense for yourself, Bayoshir.
I don't think that will be necessary. Have a pleasant journey back to headquarters.
I can see no reason for you to smile.
Oh, something funny came into my mind.
Well, I'm in no mood for jokes. Heil Hitler!
Heil Hitler. And watch out for potholes on the road.
Darkness was written by Ron Evans, produced by Yolan Dottman, and directed by Henry Diffenthal.
Springbok 930 Dossier, dramatized for broadcasting and brought to you on Springbok Radio.